Are you prepared for God to do a special work in your life today? Do you really desire for a holy God to do a special work in you today? Maybe what we figured to do, we'll do tonight. Maybe we won't do it tonight. Maybe we do it next week. Maybe we won't do it at all. I don't know. But I'm impressed to just continue along the line that we were talking about here earlier. Isaiah, the sixth chapter. Isaiah talks here about his calling. Beginning at verse 1. Now, I want you to be thinking about yourselves as we read this passage of Scripture. Now, listen to me just a moment. I don't care if you're 6 years old or 66 years old. You're neither too young nor too old to be used of God in a mighty way. The ministry of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the man who did more in his lifetime than any other man from the history of all mankind, had a ministry of less than 3.5 years. Those of you that may think that since you're 60 or 70 or 80 that you don't have any more time left for God and you're going to live out the rest of your years just vegetating or just hallelujahing a little bit here and praising God a little bit there, or wallowing in your illnesses or your sicknesses, watching your bodies decay, watching the devil get the best of your physical being, God says to you today, if you're drawing breath, you can serve me. But if you're 6 years old, you say, what have I got to give to God? You got your whole life. Oh, praise God, you've got your whole life. You won't have to be like some of the rest of us dunderheads and waste 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 years of our life frittering it away on good works. You can invest your lives, children, young people, in something of great value in the kingdom of God. Invest it now for as long as you live. So this is for all of you. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. In other words, his glory, the glory of God, filled the whole temple where I saw him sitting. Isaiah said, I looked one day, and in a vision he said, I saw the Lord. And he said he was high and he was lifted up. And the glory of his presence flooded the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. One cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. In other words, he says, the house shook. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. He was so taken by the presence of God and his holiness that he felt immediately unworthy. He felt immediately unqualified. He felt immediately unable. He felt immediately so small in the presence of a great God. He said, I'm undone, because I've seen the Lord. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips. and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. God's work, taking away sin and iniquity. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Now let me share this with you. Now we see how the Lord leads. On June the 14th, 1977, in the living room of our house on Yancey Road, there were three of us praying. I was praying there with two sisters. And we were praying for the one sister who had fallen out of fellowship with God and had not sensed His presence in about 6 or 8 weeks, I believe, or months. I think 6 or 8 weeks. And she was distraught because she was separated from the Lord. And we prayed there, and as I remember the situation, I was very sick that day. And when these sisters called and said they wanted to come over to the house, I didn't want them to come because I had a bad cold. And I'd been down with it for about a week. And I just didn't feel well. Well, they came anyway, and we went to praying and ministered to the girl, and she set free. As we prayed, the other sister who was there that night said, I would like to pray for you, for your cold. And I said, that'll be all right. And she said, well, how would I do it? Some people don't know how to pray for pastors. They think you got to pray for them different than you pray for other people. And I explained to her how to do it. She said, well, how do I lay my hands on you or what? I said, well, take your hand and put it where it hurts and pray. And she did. And as she did, all of a sudden, a fire came all over my lips. My lips just started to burn like they were on fire. I never felt anything like that before. And it was like you know what pins and needles feel like, only this is, millions of pins and needles, but it has the effect of fire. It feels like fire. And some of you have felt that same anointing of God in different parts of your body. Well, that day it was on my lips. And I didn't understand what it was. And as we were just praying there, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon me along with it, and as I was seeking Him as to what that was, all of a sudden He dropped this passage of Scripture into my spirit. And I remembered how the seraphim had taken a tong and taken a coal off the altar of God and had carried it over and had put it on Isaiah's lips. And with the fire had burned away the impurities of his speech. And then I remembered what Isaiah's statement was to the Lord. When God said, who will go for us? And Isaiah said, here am I, send me. And I just spoke out to the Lord. I said, here am I, Lord, send me. Now the Lord was dealing with the other people that were there did not know what was going on inside me. That was something God was dealing special with me about. Well, my mouth burned for I don't know how many hours. And I went up and when I went to bed that night, I had, when I laid down and went to sleep, I couldn't go to sleep. And the Lord began to deal with me, and I had been fasting. I had been fasting, 8, 9, 10 days, something like that. 8 days it was. That's right. It was 8 days. As He had me to fast 2 more days after that. And He began to talk to me as I was laying there on the bed. And Lois was there as well. I was talking out loud, and the Lord, how many of you know what I'm talking about when I say that the Lord spoke through my own voice and talked to me In other words, that out of my mouth was coming my voice, but the words of God. How many of you know what I'm talking about when I say that? Okay, that's the gift of prophecy. And God was speaking to me as I was laying there on the bed and in the presence of my wife. And He began to tell me some things that I don't really feel at liberty to share with you right now. But I sense this morning that God wants to lay His anointing upon some people who are here today to be used in His service. I don't know what manifestation it will take. I believe God is saying to you today, to many of you, and maybe to all of you, who shall we send? I sense the Spirit of the Lord saying inside me, who is here that I can send? Who is there who is here today who will go for me? Who is there who will be open to the Spirit of the Lord, who will throw everything else aside if is necessary, and will take upon himself the anointing of God, will take upon himself the call of God, will take upon himself the glory of God, will take upon himself the liberty of the Spirit, and will go forth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to do whatsoever God wants done? Don't know how many of you He's speaking to this morning, but there are a number of you, I'm sure. And I suppose that the reason it was important that I share my own personal experience with you is this, that I can say to you this morning out of my own personal experience that if God is speaking to you this morning and He is saying to you, who will go for me? Will you go? And you choose today to answer, yes, here I am, like Isaiah said, here I am, send me. If you choose to give that kind of an answer, it doesn't matter whether you're this big or this big, this big or this big. If you choose today to say, here am I, send me, God will use you. God will send you. He will take what you have, He will multiply it, He will bless it, He will anoint it, and He will cause it to produce fruit. Jesus said in the 15th chapter of the book of John, just before He went to be with the Father, verse number 16. Sometimes the Spirit of God just flows so powerfully through me that I can't catch my breath. John chapter 15, verse 16. Jesus said to His disciples, and He says to you and me today, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you or appointed you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. If you're a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're a fruit bearer. That's your responsibility. That's your opportunity. That's what God's called you to do. He says, I have chosen you, I have appointed you, that you should A, go, that you should be, bring forth fruit, and that see the fruit that you bring forth will remain, will be permanent, will be something of value in the kingdom of God. He says, I've called you to a work. He said, I've called you to do a work for me that will remain, not something that is here today and gone tomorrow. He said, I've called you to be involved with me in a work that's going to remain throughout all eternity. He said, heaven and earth will pass away and all the things in it. But He said, my word will never, ever pass away. And that which my word accomplishes through you will remain forevermore. It will never, ever pass away. That which you do by the power of my word is eternal in the same way my word is. If you've been saved by the word, that's eternal fruit produced by the word. It will not pass away. As long as the word remains, your salvation remains. And anything else you do for God by the power of His word will remain. That's fruit that remains forever. Now I ask you today, just simply, I'm not going to ask you emotionally because I don't want anybody to respond emotionally. I don't want anybody here to do something that they think they should do. If you respond to this invitation that I give you today, you better know that you mean business with God. Otherwise, you keep your seat. Don't you stand up when I invite you to in just a moment. Unless you mean business with God, you're better off in your seat. Then you are telling God something that you don't really mean. Because when you stand to your feet, friend, God's going to take you at your word. When you stand to your feet, you will say to the Lord God, "Here am I, Father, send me. Here am I, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. Here am I, Lord, I'll bear anything, do anything, go anywhere, do what you want me to do. Here am I, Lord, use me." Bow your heads just a moment, each one. You children also. You listen to what I'm saying, you children as well. Because God is speaking to many of your hearts this morning too. Some of you may not even know exactly what it is, but you feel a gentle tug there in your spirit. On the front row here, could you please just close your eyes? Now I want you just in your own way, open your heart to the Lord and invite Him just to minister to you by His Spirit. Father, I pray for this people in the name of our Savior Jesus. I lift before you, Father, in the Spirit, each one who's here. Every man and every woman, every child, everyone young and old. You said, Father, that I was to teach them what you've taught me, and I have. You said I was to share with them what you've shared with me, and I have. Now the rest of it is yours, Lord. I present this people to you, Father, a holy and acceptable sacrifice. Here are your sons and your daughters, Lord. Your word has been ministered to them. Your truth has been shared to them. Your challenge has been given. Only you know what your specific requirement is of each life. But I ask you to minister, Father, now to each of your sons and your daughters. In Jesus' name. Now, as the Spirit of God is ministering to you, you know His invitation. If you're willing to say to Him, "Here am I, Lord, send me. I hold nothing back. I make no reservations. I let it all go. I submit myself totally to you." If you can say, "Here am I, send me," just rise quietly to your feet. Just stand before God. Andominako. Haitumiro kohoshaki. Oita moho ke'ite. Oyevaho dibo oi ke'ite. Mohota ka'ishe bota fata ike. Ainka andabu otia fata iya shaike antumunavatania. Doyam batokaman chando. Every eye remaining closed. Oi kandabuhoti karindebuhu shifato no noi. Doin barakon shivarakuri temonavarakahia. Yoyaka uyavata mono yaka e shefoto buroko iato. Entumona ka in shafuna baka e tamona dan shofreki andui barakando eton virabaho shuya. Ye on kandibon de veraka ia. Aisha bukambara tombira e shokiando vena in gurita monoho shia. Ye hokimboroto manahashiki e tamonavaraye. Ye hongabara duyamando vida do hashangarite monahaya. Ye hokiando mana hikumbira shungarete monahati etomahatai e shabon namahaki andomona.
And wilt thou labor for that which will be put into a bag with thee? Or wilt thou labor for that which the Lord thy God hath called thee to do? For I say he will make thee able. I say, are ye willing?
Doing that of Winshamoro Corite Monacarite Buyata, doing the Kuifira Moshangere Buyata, doing the Karin Eshondo with a Cambori Kin in the Burivaracoya Banshondina, doing go rich with a Kuhire Monavaracayete, Hashimbato Corite. All right, now those of you that are standing, I want you to lift your face toward heaven and your hands with it. I want you just to open yourself, just reach out to the Lord. Just open yourself. Now, Father, we invite you, Lord. Hallelujah. By the power and the glory of your Spirit, Father, to be poured out upon us this day. To be poured out, Father, completely and without measure. For you said you give your Spirit without measure, Lord. Pour it out completely, Father, and without measure. That we may go and bear much fruit, that our fruit may remain. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We receive your ministry today, Lord. We receive, Father, from your hand today. We receive, Father. We receive, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
And I use it to purge, and it shall burn my children, and it shall scorch, but it shall not damage. And I say unto thee, my children, be open unto my coals, for they are hot, but they bring good fruit, and they bring fruit that's precious. It's delicious, my children, but it will burn, it will burn, it will burn, but it will not damage. It will only purge that which is evil and wicked in your life. And be not afraid when the fire is kindled, for it's my coals and it's my fire that I delighteth in thee, my children, to give unto thee. For not all can receive, for it burns, my children. It burns, but it's wicked. That which will be burned is wicked. It shall hurt, there shall be pain, but it is wicked and it must be done, my children. Fear not the coals, fear not the hot, fear not the flame, for it is good and it is rich and it is pure. And I cleanse thee and I purge thee and I bring thee to the place that I can work with thee and that I can minister to thee and that ye can hear my voice. And ye shall not hear the voice of another, because ye have received this day my coals, my coals, my coals, my coals that cleanse, my coals that's pure, my coals that's righteous, my pure coals that call thee out of the depths and from whence thou came. Know ye not that it is the Lord thy God that loves thee and that causes all this to come about? And know, my children, that the power shall live big in thee, because thou hast obeyed my voice and thou hast willingly given my coals place in thy life. Know, my children, ye shall be used with a power thou cannot conceive of, because I have not done this before, my children. It is a new thing, it is a new time, and it is the coals that purge and cleanse and bring thee into my kingdom and into the power of God, and that I shall cause all of this to come into thy life. And fear not when it happens, my children, for I have told thee and I have warned thee and I have called thee, but I love thee.
Thank you. I have planted thee, my beloved. Even as I plant the apple tree in the middle of the field to grow nourishment, to nurture, to grow and spread its boughs over the leaves, over the grass, over the cattle as they graze beneath. Even as I did this, I have planted thee a perverse and a crooked generation. Even as I did this, my children, and I say this to you now, the Lord thy God speaks to the spirit within you, that same spirit that I recreated, that I made you grow. Grow in wisdom, grow in stature, even as my son grew while he was among you. Grow, my little ones, grow so that I may use you. Grow so that I may glorify myself through you. Grow, my children, attend your brothers, attend your sisters. Know my word in all its form. Know my word in its truth. Grow, my children, and I should indeed move through you in the ways that I have spoken of in the past.
Thank you.
All right, you open your eyes and look at me just for a minute. Do you, how many of you that are standing, how many of you have a witness in your spirit as to what has just taken place in your life? Just raise your hand if you have a witness in your spirit that God has truly done something for you and that he's heard your this is what's called re-ing up, volunteering for service. And some may say, what does God mean, go? I would like to go as long as he would not send me any further than Douglasville. I don't really want to volunteer for God's service because I'm afraid he'll send me to Timbuktu or he'll send me to Sri Lanka or some kind of a place like that that I can't even pronounce the name of. God doesn't want you to go because you're willing to go where the place that he has identified for you. He wants you to be willing to go wherever he says. You know what he called me? He said, will you go? I didn't know where he was going to send me. I didn't know where. I was ready. I think I shared with you. I was ready to sell my house and my business and my everything else I had. I was willing to leave. Now I'm sharing my experience, okay? That's all. I want you to understand that. Everything I had, and go live in a tent somewhere if necessary, raise my family in a tent. And I really was ready to do that. But when I said, yes, Lord, I'm willing to give up everything, God says, I don't want you to give up anything. I want to give you more. And many of us do not enter into the fullness that God has for us because we're not willing to turn loose of what we have. We're so busy hanging on to what we got that we're not able to open up our hands to receive anything else from the Lord. Therefore, we have a full portion. As we were just standing here just a minute ago, this verse of Scripture just came into my spirit, and it's the witness for me that God's been at work here in what we've been doing this morning. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again he said, I will put my trust in him. And again he said, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. I just sense this morning that as we stand together, that it's Jesus and us. And it's him saying to the Father, behold, I and the children that thou hast given me. That's what I sense in my spirit. Let me ask the rest of you to stand, please. Everybody stand together as one man, one woman in the Lord. Sally, would you go to the piano, please? And just play us just an Alleluia chorus there, will you? And let's just bring the service to a close, just praising the Lord, singing the Alleluia.